Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm so good today. This is my favorite time of year. I love the fall. The weather's still kind of favorable.
Yeah, some days.
Yeah.
It's definitely the weather that you start out wearing a sweatshirt or a coat, and then as the day progresses, you better have something else because you're going to get hot.
If the sun goes down, it's going to get cold again.
Right. A little bit of bipolar weather this time of year, but that's all right. You know, school is going to be doing their fall break later on this week. And then, of course, we're creeping up on the holidays. There's just a lot of stuff going on.
The year is getting ready to wind down. And, you know, it's been a weird year for us at the sheriff's office this year. We've had a lot of incidences that we've investigated and a lot of things that have happened. And it brings me to want to talk about the dangers of social media. Throughout the year, we've had some major issues, some major calls that we've dealt with. And social media blows up. And there's all kinds of rumor floating around that's portrayed as fact. But it is pure rumor, and it stirs the community up. And you know, from a law enforcement standpoint, when we're investigating these cases, there are certain things we can talk about and certain things we can't. So we're kind of at a little bit of a disadvantage when it comes to the social media rumor mill. But I would ask the public be patient with us on these deals. If there's a significant threat to the public, absolutely, we're going to get that out immediately. We would get it out through the radio stations, through our social media, through every means possible, TV, every means possible if there's a significant threat. But if there's nothing that's substantiated, we can't put out a lot of information about stuff that we don't have the facts on, because all that does is cause community stir. You know, it causes a lot of issue that way. So we're very careful what we put out, but we get a lot of pushback from social media folks a lot of times saying, we want to know why we don't know this, this, and this. Or this person was involved in this incident. Why are you not talking about that? Well, maybe you're wrong. Maybe that person wasn't involved.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think that I've seen kind of both sides of the story. I hear a lot of people saying lately, oh, there's just so many things going on, and look at all these crazy things that have been happening. But is it the fact that, yeah, there's things happening, but they've always happened, but now we have more information through social media. And then at the same exact time, that information gets kind of skewed and twisted every single time someone posts about it or shares it. And then you come up with this story that's so far off the actual event that it kind of makes it hard, especially from your point of view, because people are asking, why didn't you talk to us about this? Because that's not true.
Yeah, that's not the information that we had, or that's not what we knew otherwise. And, you know, in a criminal investigation, there's just a lot that cannot be said because it'll damage our investigation, and we don't want to get our case thrown out in court. You know, a good example is Channel 4 News. Channel 4 News came down to Carbon County and did a news story on one of our incidents. And they had talked with law enforcement. They had talked with eyewitnesses at the scene. They made their story. They only used one part of the story, and it was unverified, unsubstantiated information. And then when everything came out, they found out, uh-oh, we were 180 degrees wrong. So they wanted to come back and do an apology about that. And that's just one, that's just a good example of what happens all too often on these kinds of cases is, you know, without knowing all the facts, and law enforcement can't always share all that stuff with you. It's just not ethical on our end, or it's not the prudent thing to do at that time. Eventually, it all comes out, and that's why I always ask, just be patient. We'll get to this, but we can't have trial via social media. That's why we have court.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I feel like in the amount of time that you have been sheriff, no matter what the situation, no matter what is going on, your stance has always been transparency. And when you can share information, you do. So I think that at the end of the day, that's just something that everyone needs to remember. You know, if it's shareable, you're going to share it.
You bet. And even if we're wrong, I'd be the first to say, hey, we messed this up, and here's why, and here's what we did to fix it.
Right.
You know, on a positive note, though, I want to throw out, I had a call from a nice lady. There is a scam going around, and they're targeting elderly folks. It's a Publishers Clearinghouse type scam. They claim they're with Publishers Clearinghouse. And they'll get you on the phone, and they'll talk to you forever. They're going to try to get you to pay taxes on your giant winnings that you'll never see is what they're going to try to do. But these nice folks heard about this on the radio. They said, we hear you talk about this on the radio. This sounds too good to be true, so therefore we can't believe that it is. Would you check it out for me? So I helped him out with that and checked it out, and it was a full-on scam. And, of course, when the sheriff calls, they generally don't want to talk to me. I guess I'm not a winner.
You're not the winner.
Yeah.
No. So, you're definitely not the winner.
So, but yeah, so if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Be very cautious with these winnings and things. Don't ever give out any of your information. Don't give out any money. If you truly win Publishers Clearing House, they're not going to ask anything from you. They're going to show up on a surprise to your house, and you're going to have the big golf check like we all want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I bet every time I hear a knock at my door, I get excited. But so far, I've not been that lucky.
Can you imagine if they only used a regular check, though? Wouldn't that take away from the shock and awe? I mean, it's still the same amount of money, but it's like, I want the big check.
Where's the big one? We need that. And do people really take those big checks to the bank?
I don't know. I would.
I would.
I would. I'd show up with it. Absolutely, yeah.
And then I'd ask for it back because I want to hang it on my wall.
Yeah, I want to frame it. I want to mount it. I want to look at it every day. It's my giant check. It's my major award.
It is. It's the most I've accomplished in my life.
That's right. It's not a leg lamp like the guy on Christmas Story. It's a major award in another way.
Well, Sheriff, I appreciate you coming in. And a takeaway from this interview is, you know, social media can be our friend in a lot of ways, but it can also cause a lot of damage, and false information is very easily spread through social media. And I think all it takes is for everyone to just kind of think twice before you hit that share button.
Exactly. Or before you get stirred up over something on social media, you know, it's easy to jump in and be aggravated and want to spread, you know, tension throughout the community. Just don't do that. Wait and see what happens, or maybe even reach out in another media and say, hey, what's going on with this? Is everything on social media? Is this what's really happening? Because I'd be happy to tell you, I can't talk about that, but no, that's not correct.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah, definitely think twice about the social media aspect, especially when it comes to sharing information. You never know what's true and what's false. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks. I appreciate our community, and I do realize we have a lot of support for law enforcement and a lot of patient folks. I just wanted to get that out there. It's been on my mind. So.
Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can listen to this entire interview in its entirety by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.